The Gemara Brachos and Daf Lamed Gimel tells us, "Boy minei Rav Chista, Rav Sheis says, Tor bezu bezu mahu, Amalei Tor bezu bezu choiz l'rosh." So this Machlok should show him how to interpret this. But Tor bezu bezu means that he forgot to say Havdalah in Tefillah, and he ate before Havdalah al hakos. So he made these two mistakes. So some Rishonim interpret the Rabbeinu Yonah says that he has to daven the Shmoneh Esrei again and mention Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei. He wasn't yotze with the Havdalah that he made al hakos, because since he made a mistake twice, both by eating before and forgetting Havdalah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says Kansine Leben Neshetor B'Shtayim. So, in another way of interpreting this halacha of Tor Bezu Bezu, it's not simply a knas. That offhand, eating before Havdalah, if there was just like eating before all mitzvahs, so why? He was over an aveira of eating before making Havdalah. But why should that completely disqualify the Havdalah as relates to Havdalah al-Kos after he doesn't have to make Havdalah al-Kos again? So why can't he be Yoytze with that? So you see that often that the eating before Havdalah is not simply because like with other mitzvahs. After all, that's not just Tom. Then the shiur would be having a suda. But the halacha is that Havdalah, just like Kiddush, is koveya suda Shabbos. So also Havdalah al hakos is matir suda shol, and it's mafsik from suda Shabbos to suda shol. And that's why there's one man the Yama who says the one Pesachim has a shaila whether if Tom mavdil, because since the halacha of Havdalah al hakos is to be mavdil from Suda Shabbos to Suda Schol, so therefore if he already ate without Havdalah and Suda Schol, so therefore that's mavkir the Havdalah. So now we understand the halacha of Tor Bezu Bezu, that since it's not just a Zaitik Issa, an extraneous Issa that he ate before Havdalah, but part of the halacha of Havdalah is that it's mafsik from Suda Shabbos and introduces Suda Schol, just as Kiddush is Koveya Suda Shabbos. So therefore, that Havdalah is a deficient Havdalah. And with the deficient, and even though B'dievet we pass in his Yoytze, but since the Havdalah is deficient, he can't be Yoytze with that Havdalah that he doesn't have to daven again in the Shmoneh Esrei. Because if he forgot B'tefillah, so B'dievet can rely on the Havdalah if Alakos. But that's only Havdalah if it's Kayim B'Shlir Musa. But Havdalah, that's a deficient Havdalah, because he ate before, that with that Havdalah one cannot be, with that Havdalah one cannot eliminate his obligation then to daven, to daven again and say the Havdalah betfila, because through that he will be able to garner the complete kiyum Havdalah.